Welcome to this new detailed edition of the BayPay Forum Blockchain News. My name is Cindy and today is April 8, 2021. This edition is brought to you by PayCademy, the first business academy to learn payments in fintech. If you have some news in payments in fintech, send it to us at press@baypayforum.com and we will do our best to include your news. In this edition, we will talk about BNY Mellon would be service provider for First Trust, SkyBridge's proposed Bitcoin ETF. NYDIG raises $100 million from insurance giants in latest round. PayPal co-founder, Bitcoin investor Thiel says Bitcoin could be Chinese weapon. Riot Blockchain acquires Winstone's Texas Bitcoin mining operations. Anchorage is supporting DeFi governance token Tribe despite its fate troubles. This indicator suggests Bitcoin is overdue for a big price move. State Street may start trading crypto on platform it's helping build. Now let's get started. BNY Mellon would be service provider for First Trust, SkyBridge's proposed Bitcoin ETF. The custody bank would provide ETF basket operations, order taking, fund accounting, fund administration and transfer agency services. BNY Mellon, the world's largest custodian, would be the service provider for a proposed Bitcoin, BTC, plus 2.31%, exchange-traded fund, ETF, that would be offered by First Trust Advisors and SkyBridge Capital. If the ETF is approved, the custody bank would provide ETF basket operations, order taking, fund accounting, fund administration and transfer agency services, according to the firm's press release. First Trust and SkyBridge's Bitcoin ETF application is one of several made recently. WisdomTree, NYDIG, Valkyrie and VanEck have all filed, but the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission, which has historically rejected Bitcoin ETF applications, hasn't made a decision on any of the recent crop of filings. Most recently, Grayscale, a CoinDesk sister company, announced its intention to convert the closed-end Grayscale Bitcoin Trust to an ETF when it is permissible to do so. If Bitcoin ETFs are approved this year, analysts believe that while they will primarily compete on fees and liquidity, they will also likely compete on custody and insurance options. NYDIG raises $100 million from insurance giants in latest round. The institutional Bitcoin shop is quickly expanding its crypto footprint with a foray into Bitcoin insurance products. NYDIG raised $100 million from insurance companies Thursday as the institutional crypto shop previewed its latest business venture, Bitcoin, BTC, plus 2.31%, insurance products. Liberty Mutual and Star Insurance joined NYDIG's growth capital round alongside other unnamed property and casualty coverage firms. NYDIG raised $200 million just last month from MassMutual, New York Life and others. Also Thursday, NYDIG tapped industry veterans Mike Sapner, CEO of Transatlantic Reinsurance, to lead its global insurance solutions wing. Matt Carey of annuity marketplace Blueprint Income will lead the U.S. effort, NYDIG said. The insurance hires and investment partners and the fact that NYDIG has now raised $300 million in 2 months speak to the New York firm's aggressive and multifaceted Bitcoin expansion plan. It is now gearing up to make Bitcoin insurance plays with financial backing from some of that industry's most visible names. What those products might look like was not entirely clear at press time. In a statement, NYDIG Executive Chairman Ross Stevens hinted new Bitcoin-denominated products for global insureds were in the works. PayPal co-founder, Bitcoin investor Thiel says Bitcoin could be Chinese weapon. With Bitcoin back in the spotlight, so are old fears that China may be at the reins. PayPal co-founder and billionaire investor Peter Thiel warned that Bitcoin, BTC, plus 2.36%, could be a Chinese financial weapon used to dethrone the U.S. dollar's monetary status. Speaking with former U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo at a virtual roundtable hosted by the Richard Nixon Foundation Wednesday, Thiel opined that, assuming China is long Bitcoin, the cryptocurrency could pose a threat to the U.S. dollar's reserve currency status. The comments come at a time when fears over China's assumed control over Bitcoin are resurfacing. Even though I am a pro-crypto, pro-Bitcoin maximalist person, I do wonder whether if at this point Bitcoin should also be thought of in part as a Chinese financial weapon against the U.S. It threatens fiat money, but it especially threatens the dollar, Thiel said during the stream. More than being pro-Bitcoin and owning the asset himself, Peter Thiel's foundation was key to the creation of Ethereum when Vitalik Buterin drew a $100,000 grant to begin working on the blockchain. Thiel, best known now for his investment firm Thiel Ventures, has been an outspoken critic of Silicon Valley since he left the tech industry in 2018, claiming companies like Google and Facebook pose threats to the U.S. given their ties to China. Topics he touched on in his talk Wednesday as well. Riot Blockchain acquires Winstone's Texas Bitcoin mining operations. The firm is acquiring the facility with the goal of increasing the American footprint in the global Bitcoin mining landscape. NASDAQ-listed mining company Riot Blockchain, NASDAQ, Riot, is acquiring Winstone US, Inc. data center operations in Texas from Northern Data AG. Riot Blockchain said Thursday it has signed an agreement to acquire the firm's Texas operations for $80 million cash and 11.8 million shares of Riot stock at a total value of $651 million, with the goal of increasing the American footprint in the global Bitcoin mining landscape. Acquired in 2019 by Germany's Northern Data AG, a developer and operator of high-performance computing, HPC, infrastructure solutions, Winstone US operates a high-performance Bitcoin mining facility based in Rockdale, Texas, with a 300-megawatt capacity, which can be rapidly expanded by an additional 450 megawatts, according to Riot Blockchain. Riot will wholly own the largest Bitcoin mining facility in North America, with very low power costs, and one of the most talented development teams in the industry, said Jason Less, CEO of Riot Blockchain. Bitcoin mining synergies. Once the deal closes, Northern Data will own 12% of the total outstanding common stock of Riot Blockchain. Through its equity stake in Riot, Northern Data will be able to benefit from the synergies generated by the transaction and continues to directly participate in the growth of Bitcoin value potential, said Arush Thillanathan, CEO of Northern Data. Simultaneously, Northern Data will be able to use the cash proceeds from the transaction to focus on, and further implement, its decentralized, multi-site, scalable and environmental, social and corporate governance, focused strategy. On Wednesday, Riot announced it had inked an agreement to purchase 42,000 mining machines from Bitmain Technologies, increasing the firm's Bitcoin mining hash rate by 93%. At the time of publication, Riot Blockchain shares were trading up 3.62% at $50.12 on Thursday. Anchorage is supporting DeFi governance token Tribe despite its Fae troubles. The Tribe governance token's Fae stablecoin project recently saw whales making gains and retail getting wrecked. U.S.-regulated cryptocurrency custody firm Anchorage is adding support for Tribe, the governance token attached to the Fae stablecoin, which tanked terribly after attracting a record $1.2 billion in backing. Thanks to a lot of hype and speculation, Fae, which employs a novel system of incentives and penalties to hold parity with the dollar, has turned out to be an unstable stablecoin at least since its explosive launch last week. The support of Anchorage is intended to help the project find its feet, Anchorage co-founder Diogo Manica said in an interview with CoinDesk. Given this is the most successful launch ever of a stablecoin in terms of liquidity, I think it's very much expected to have some initial volatility, said Manica. I do think it's a very legitimate approach and Anchorage's support will get more institutions on board. Stablecoins of all stripes are an essential part of crypto. The most successful versions so far tend to have corresponding amounts of US dollars held in custody, with perhaps some auditing provided. But crypto's true believers want to escape fiat and are exploring a spectrum of possible solutions, from the relatively centralized to more decentralized options that use algorithms to maintain a peg. The FAI protocol aims to establish a middle ground, having created a decentralized trading protocol on popular decentralized finance, DeFi, trading platform Uniswap while attempting to incentivize users to hold the stablecoin by burning some FAI anytime they sell to the Uniswap pool and giving them a little anytime they buy from it. However, a rush to get hold of tribe governance tokens and bag some gains has meant the FAI penalty mechanism is impacting the supply, selling the coin, but also making demand disappear. Controversy aside, Anchorage has been committed to supporting early adoption networks, including tokens like Rally, Radical and Hegic. Our clients are betting on a digital assets world, but they don't quite know exactly which model is going to win out. Fully pegged, fully decentralized or something in between like FAI, said Manika, adding, from the beginning, we have stablecoins as part of institutionalization of the space, and different types of decentralization, centralization and backing over collateralization narratives. This indicator suggests Bitcoin is overdue for a big price move. Bitcoin may be building for a big move as price volatility hits 4-month low. A popular price chart indicator known as the Bollinger Bandwidth suggests Bitcoin could soon chart a big move up or down. The leading cryptocurrency has spent the better part of the last 3 weeks trading in the range of $50,000 to $60,000. The consolidation has worsened of late, with Bitcoin bulls unwilling to lead the price action above $60,000 and bears struggling to force a break below $55,000. Due to the persistent lack of clear directional bias, the Bollinger Bandwidth, a price volatility gauge, has declined to a 4-month low of 0.15. Bitcoin, BTC, witnessed big moves during the 2017 bull run each time the bandwidth fell to 0.15. The indicator is calculated by dividing the spread between the Bollinger Bands by the 20-day average of the cryptocurrency's price. Bollinger Bands are volatility lines placed 2 standard deviations above and below the 20-day average of price. The metric dropped to around 0.15 in February, April and late October 2017, just before price rallies. A similar reading in March, July and September paved the way for market corrections. The data tells us the impending volatility explosion is agnostic to price direction, meaning the big move can happen on either side. Bitcoin's ongoing range play looks quite similar to the early December consolidation below $20,000, which ended with a breakout following the Bollinger Bandwidth falling to 0.15. While the seasonality for April is biased bullish, some analysts say the market looks overstretched. Everyone who's been in crypto for a while can recognize that things have been getting absolutely ridiculous on every level, trader and analyst Alex Kruger tweeted on Wednesday. Therefore, the impending big move could be bearish in nature. At press time, Bitcoin is trading 1% higher on the day near $56,500, as per CoinDesk 20 data. State Street may start trading crypto on platform it's helping build. The plan is to transpose FX infrastructure to the crypto space via a bank-led consortium. State Street, the second oldest bank in the US with $3.1 trillion in assets under management, is providing the infrastructure for a new bank-grade trading platform for digital assets set to go live mid-year and could eventually use the system for trading itself. Announced Thursday, State Street's CurrentX trading technology arm is working with London-based Pure Digital, infrastructure provider to the foreign exchange trading world, to create an institution-focused digital currency trading platform. The two companies said they plan to further explore the digital currency trading space. CurrentX is thrilled to leverage our experience and expertise in the FX and digital asset trading marketplace to provide Pure Digital with robust technology and infrastructure for this exciting digital currency trading initiative, David Nunes, the global head of execution services for State Street Global Markets, said in a statement. asked if State Street would be using the platform to do its own crypto trading. Lauren Kiley, CEO of Pure Digital, told CoinDesk over the phone, "That is the intention. State Street is one of the many banks that will be using this platform, and we are looking at midway through 2021, although no date is set." Through a spokesperson, Nunes later clarified that State Street is evaluating the use of the platform for its own trading, but we have no statement of commitment. Bank bull run. Institutions appear to be driving the current crypto bull run, a key difference from the retail-driven expansion of the space back in 2017. Big banks including BNY Mellon, Goldman Sachs and Morgan Stanley are now making moves, and eyes have been on State Street, as one of the biggest U.S. custody providers and trading operations, to see when, if it would move into crypto. The digital currency world needs to grow up and mature, Campbell Adams, founder of Pure Digital, said in an interview, adding, "It needs large balance financial institutions involved in the manufacturing process of price. The primary market doesn't really exist. There's a lot of disparate exchanges out there with different rules of engagement and systems. And this manifests itself in very fragmented market data. The plan is to transpose FX infrastructure to the crypto space via a bank-led consortium, and a platform that includes FX industry standard APIs and best execution," Kiley said. State Street has agreed to explore the digital asset space trading space with us, and is also working with us on the tech, Kiley told CoinDesk in an interview. "We've got a couple of banks that have signed with us and several others in the pipeline." Unlike a crypto exchange, Pure Digital is building an over-the-counter, OTC, offering with bilateral credit lines and full transparency, so that top-tier banks can see exactly with whom they're dealing and can turn on and off counterparties as they choose, Kiley added. "All these banks are waking up to crypto and can't ignore it anymore," Kiley said. "Either they find a way to get involved and provide services to meet client demand, or they will start to lose relevancy over time." This concludes our edition for today. We want to thank again Paycademy, the first business school to learn payments and fintech, for their support. You can find more information on their website at paycademy.com. We hope you enjoyed it and see you tomorrow for our next edition.